Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Full EV or plug-in hybrid? Go electric with Kia. For more, log on to kia.com.
Let me go to Deirdre Bertucci of Forno 500 restaurant, well-known, well-loved restaurant in the centre of Dublin, beside the Olympia. What's the story, Deirdre?
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Good, thanks.
I just have a concern about lack of guidance and lack of instruction, really, not only just from the government, but also Dublin City Council. For all restaurants, and I'm not just speaking about myself, I know that there's a bit of a heated debate at the moment as to, you know, we only have 29th of June is when they're asking us all to reopen again, which is fantastic. Don't get me wrong, I'm not on the show to complain. We all know why we all had to close down. We had to close to, you know, for vulnerable people. So first off, the first thing I will say is, you know, to anyone who has been affected, and we've been affected ourselves and our own family. I lost my lovely aunt to COVID. Mm. So, you know, we all know and completely understand. So please don't think that, you know, I'm ringing to complain. Yeah. I'm just ringing to say that, you know, what we need now, looking at reopening, is support. I have wonderful staff, and I'm extremely close to all of them. And so I think that upsets me more than even myself, you know. Mm-hmm.
How many people would you employ part-time or full-time, Deirdre, in an average-sized restaurant?
Well, I do have a lot of part-time,
of course,
for example, kitchen porters and so on, who are only allowed to work 20 hours.
Yeah.
So we would have, overall, we would have 54 staff.
Oh, wow.
So it's quite a lot, and we are, you know, Dublin City Centre is, you know, very, very high costs, extreme high costs for the position.
So we had a very distressing call about another business.
That's my lovely neighbour, Vaughan. And I mean, you know, we've chatted about this and.
Were you allowed to put out a sandwich board, and are you allowed to put out tables?
Listen, Dublin City Council has a councillor going up and down the streets. I've been told this from other restaurants who are actually actively taking photographs of people actually literally trying to just keep the lights on.
What do you mean taking photographs?
Taking photographs of sandwich boards. Taking photographs of people who are. We are literally trying to survive.
Yeah.
And if we cannot keep our lights on, and we cannot, you know, there's rent bills coming in. There's so many things that people probably don't realise. I have seen some comments, let's say, on social media where it's like, well, if the VAT has been reduced, for example, does this go to the people, to the general public? Overall, I think it'll just help a crisis situation in the restaurants. Dublin City Council came up to us and tried to take our board. They also tried to take a table that was actually outside for 2 metre distancing from our window.
Okay.
I haven't seen any pharmacies or any other stores who are trying to install this, you know, been affected.
Yeah.
There's just no help. So what I'm saying is, and this is a message really to go out even to, you know, hopefully someone in Dublin City Council is listening. You know, look at what Cork is doing. You know, and don't get me wrong, I completely understand that we need a 2 metre pathway for people that are visually impaired, for people who have, difficulties. You know, Cork County Council already knows this. Cork County Council is already working. I'm sure that Cork County Council is not going to tell restaurants, put yourself everywhere and anywhere out on the street.
Because at the moment, the government
is only 2 metres.
Yeah, it's going to be so difficult for people in the city centre. You need every help you can. Dublin, I haven't been around other city centres, obviously.
If it's 2 metres, we won't be opening our doors.
And 70...
That's it.
Buses that normally carry 78 people will be can carry 16.
Yeah.
that people are told, don't bring in your car. But that's if you're lucky enough to have a car, it's the safest way of travelling. Really is. I don't know. It's going to be tough. Okay, you've made your plea, Deirdre, and
thanks, Joe. And it's not just ourselves. This is an industry and tourism, and then also as well, probably not enough. Even theatres, concerts, everything that's happening. It's not just our industry, but what the government needs to do is let us know. Restaurants now at the moment cannot take bookings unless we know how many meters we're allowed.
Yeah, exactly.
That's as simple as, and it's not that far ahead.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Deirdre, and stay safe.
Much. Yeah, that's
Deirdre Bertucci of Forno 500 Restaurant in the city centre of Dublin.